It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko, and good friend of the show, guys, and of course my doppelganger. We can't go past that. He joins us now with his lovely wife. It is Grant and Shezzy Denyer. Good morning, guys.
Oh, g'day, you gorgeous human. It's lovely to chat again.
Oh, I've missed you. God, I've missed you.
I miss you more. Thanks for sending me those beautiful love letters.
No worries. You got them?
Oh, my God, Grant. Yeah. This is very telling. Ducko is trying to work a couple of different boyfriend angles, obviously with you being the doppelganger, with one of our great knights here, Connor Watson. How many boyfriends do you want, bro?
We don't tell my boyfriends about the other boyfriends.
Oh, sorry.
Grant
like
does
Fight Club.
Yeah, it's like Fight Club. There are no rules.
Fight for Ducko's love. Duckoing and weaving. Now, Shezzy and Grant, tell us about this podcast that you guys have started.
Getting us into a lot of trouble, I know that.
But it's getting a lot of listens, though. I'm seeing it on your Instagram. The downloads it's getting is incredible.
We're shocked because we thought, you know, it might just be our family and friends first up, and then we don't have that many friends. So we're a little bit blown away and a bit scared because I'm pregnant and have no filter. And, you know, we're trying to record telling very honest tales. And as Grant said, we're worried we're going to get into trouble.
Yeah, she's no longer known as Shezzy Denyer. She's now known as only Captain Overshare.
Okay. Well, to protect her identity.
Well, yeah. Shezzy, we've even had you on our show before because I think it was Sailor did something very scary to you. I can't even remember what it was.
Did she threaten you with something?
Yeah, she said she wanted to chop me up with a knife because I wanted to put her to sleep. That's right. That was little Scout.
You've forgotten about
Scout,
that.
Scout, oh God.
But it sounds like you've got your revenge. Tell us about when she thought she was going to get a pony for her birthday or Christmas.
Oh my God.
So mean.
Well, this is the worst dumb dad thing to ever do. It was her birthday. She was so excited. She was looking forward to it. She'd been talking about a pony for a long time. So we got her in the lounge room. I say, sit down, darling, close your eyes. I'm going to bring your present out. And as I'm rolling a brand new push bike out, I go, no. And
when she got so excited, she was like trembling, thinking she was going to get a pony.
She opened her eyes and it was, you've never seen a kid more disappointed to receive a bike in their life.
What made you think it was a good idea to nay?
I just thought it'd be funny, and I ruined her birthday.
Yeah, you're funny for who? Like, Shezzy, did you laugh? Like, who laughed?
No, I was trying to kick him, and he kept going.
Oh. So why did you guys decide to do the podcast then? It's getting into a lot of trouble. It's very interesting, obviously getting lots of listens, but what was the decision behind it?
Well, it was working in the media, there's been a lot of stuff, you know, over the years that gets written about us, and we just thought, you know what, why don't we just tell it in our own language.
So what do you think is the most surprising interaction you've had in both your work lives? You know, I guess in the media, both of you have done stuff.
I just found out in the podcast that she was married before I met her.
Was that another nay moment?
Flip-flop, I'm out of here.
What?
Is that real or is that not real?
I had pulled it out. No, that was real, but he did know.
I did know.
This podcast is going to be wild. Yeah. It's wild.
I did know, but nobody else knew. So we were talking about that, you know, how we met when we both worked at Sunrise. And we didn't like each other. We didn't like each other at all. We were both bossy and both opinionated about the job should be done, and we clashed. And it was this incredible moment where it all changed in the blink of an eye. We brushed hands. And I know this sounds made up, but it's not. I just felt this incredible tingle from my head to my toe, and I just immediately thought, I can't live without this woman. And I just felt this love that I didn't even know existed. And it all started with the brush of a hand. It was really, it was powerful and weird.
Oh, my God, powerful. I love that. Wow, like electric, like it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was very scary at the time, too, because we both were in relationships.
You were married, remember?
That old chestnut.
Shezzy, did you feel the tingle as well when you brushed
hands? Yeah, I did. Yeah, and I couldn't explain it, and it scared me. It was so powerful that I ran away. Well, when I say I ran away, I threw myself into work, but I tried to get away from Grant because I didn't understand it. And I think that just made him pursue me more.
Lucky you both felt it at the same intensity. Like, you know, Grant had this amazing out-of-body experience where Shezzy's like, oh, geez, he's got that electric shock thing. He must be wearing his socks on the carpet.
He zapped me.
And can I just correct her as well? When she says I pursued her, like not in a trench coat and hiding in the bushes with sunglasses on kind of way.
In full view, yeah.
Yeah. So when it first came out, before we let you go, when it first came out, were you guys like super nervous about, because you're being pretty vulnerable and opening up, talking about yourselves, your personal lives. Aside that, you said, Grant, no one's seen. What's that like?
Oh, it's scary. It's really scary. Each week we come into the studio and we sit down and we just kind of talk. And at the end of it, we are so kind of exhausted from purging all these stories that we don't listen back. And then we kind of think a week later, oh my God, did we overshare?
We're quite terrified that we're going to get in trouble, you know, because, you know, we work for large media organizations and they depend on people having a really clean Teflon, you know, nice guy, approachable, nothing's ever wrong persona. And but that's not real. And I don't know if we should continue to portray that, because that sets up unrealistic expectations for other people's lives. So we kind of went, let's just go warts and all. And it's not like we're trying to, you know, change the world. We're just sort of telling our own story. But we just want to, you know, I'm tired of being glossy, I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah, nice. Crack the veneer. Yeah.
Well, it's called It's All True. You can get it through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Wooshka. Shezzy and Grant, Daniel, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
See you, legends.